The Pony Express was in operation for just over a year. However, the story of horses and riders racing mail across the country continues to fascinate. Today's story of that amazing piece of history is brought to you by my friends at Exmark Mowers. For a cut above the rest, go to exmark.com. That's exmark.com or text Exmark to 283-342 for exclusive deals today.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
The Pony Express ran for just over a year in parts of 1860 and 61. After some initial adjustments, riders from St. Joseph, Missouri, rode as far west as Seneca, Kansas, where new riders took over. That set of riders came westward to a station that still exists, the Hollenberg Station, owned by Garrett and Sophia Hollenberg at Hanover, Kansas.
He actually lost some money, and we still have the bill in the visitor center display room here that shows what the Pony Express bought from him and then how much money he lost on it, because they went bankrupt before they could pay it all back. They did pay part of it, just not all of it.
Catherine McCartney shares the story from the Hollenberg Pony Express Station, one of the few such stations still in existence.
This one was actually used as a farmhouse up until the 1940s, and the last person who owned it actually did want to tear it down. He didn't have the money to do so. So it's a blessing.
The nearby town of Hanover stepped in to preserve it, and today it's part of the Kansas Historical Society.
This is the only one left that we know of that is both still on its original foundation and has not been changed.
The Hollenbergs made a living serving the express and other travelers. They had no children, and although there is a marker in a local cemetery for Mr. Hollenberg, he died far from here.
He's from Hanover, Germany. So on the way, he actually was on the boat for, I think, a couple weeks, and he passed away. So he's actually buried in the Atlantic Ocean. There's a marker for him in the Hanover Cemetery, but he's actually buried at sea.
The Hollenberg Pony Express Station is open to visitors and hosts many special events throughout the year. Traveling the countryside in Hanover, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.